something more needed. When Jesus unfolded the hidden mystery of the coming Paraclete to his disciples, he also was looking far down the hallways of time to the mighty army of coming believers that the Holy Spirit would raise up to the glory of God. Jesus planned that this mighty revelation of the coming Paraclete would be passed down through the coming years to the whole army of future believers. He realized that as long as his disciples lived on earth, they were vulnerable to the powers of evil and temptation. He knew the spiritual fragility of fallen humanity. To be able to help live a life of righteousness, believers must have help that was far superior to their own weakness in the flesh. Fallen man would require the help of the mighty Paraclete in order to live a personal life that was outside of and beyond an earthly goodness. However, God intended something far greater than the salvation and sanctification of his few disciples. He envisioned establishing a great worldwide body of believers that would become his church. His disciples would lay the foundation and begin to build that wondrous living body. Such a mighty achievement would necessitate the help of no one less than the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit of God himself. The oven bird, a small, brown, unpretentious creature, builds an amazingly complicated structure of clay for its nest. However, as clever and remarkable as it is, this creature would never dream of building a small mud hut for a man to live in, let alone a great cathedral. So also Christ's disciples. They never dreamed of setting out to build a worldwide church for God as they ministered to people under Jesus' commands to heal the sick and cast out devils. It would take the mighty works and person of the coming Paraclete to build his church, a church that all the powers of hell could never destroy. The Abiding One. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, John wrote in the 14th chapter and 16th verse. The definition of the word abide are to stay, to dwell, to endure, to continue unchanged, to be permanent, and to be in close and settled union. Jesus wanted them to understand that this coming one would abide with them continually. He would not come for 3 short years only, as had Jesus. He would not be a casual visitor, but a constant, permanent, lifelong companion. The Paraclete would come to remain, to attend them at all times, and to be ever available, even as Jesus, the Good Shepherd, had cared for them. The Paraclete would watch over them constantly as a shepherd cares for his flock. He would never leave them nor forsake them. Although disciples might turn away from him, the Comforter would never leave them as long as they were alive. The Father would not send the Holy Spirit as a temporary arrangement or a passing idea that was subject to change without notice. He would send him to stay and abide with them forever. In times of discouragement or temptation, his disciples might choose to turn away from the Comforter and even refuse his ministrations. Nevertheless, he would not abandon them, but ever seek to turn them back unto himself. His ears would always be open to their call for help. As spiritual adolescents, his followers could bring much grief and sorrow to his loving heart by rebelliousness and unbelief. By disobedience, they might force him to withdraw the manifestation of his presence from them, yet he still would not abandon them. He would never turn them over to the insatiable wrath of the adversary. He would keep them under his watch care until the very end of their walk on earth. He would never leave the world and return to the Father. He would not leave his disciples like abandoned orphans on earth. He would remain on earth, building his glorious church until he had finished the divine plan for the church. He would abide with them as a comforter till the end of the world.